Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. We got ourselves a hell of a day here. You may be asking yourself, what the hell are they doing down at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale?
Other than having the best time ever.
Other than, like, it's great, but they're like, there's got to be a why, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be a why. 49er mini camp pretty much wrapped today. We were there for the final practice, and we've got some observations. We absolutely have some observations.
You know what
that'll be. Yes, it's an observation sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got someone coming on.
Cha-ching!
He goes by the name Diamador Lenore. Diamador Lenore is going to be on in a half hour. We've got a big day today. The Giants are streaking. John Miller's going to come on the show. I'm making Shasky come on because he put a take on Twitter that I really we got to talk it out with him.
Yep.
So he's going to jump on. We were at Niners camp. We'll get to a lot of that. I will say there's some things that I don't know. Like you and I, you were over there and I was over here for the most part. So I want to kind of match maybe some of the things I saw
for sure
with some of the things you saw. There's some things that matter here that I think we saw today. Not just ooh, that rookie looks good. Like actual tangible things that you Niner fans are going to want to know. But mix that in with the weirdest winning streak in the history of baseball. Do I have this right that they tie the all-time record if they do it again tonight?
In one-run victories?
One-run consecutive victories. I don't think anyone's ever done it more than 7.
Supreme Engineer Tim Jordan says yes.
He's giving me the
believe
yes.
Everything that he says.
I appreciate you, Tim.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And Grandy would like to say yes as well.
Well,
Thank you, Grandy, for being there.
1927 Cubs did it 7 times in a row.
Good
there you
Lord.
Go.
So, yeah.
Grandy was awesome yesterday, and
he was
locked in. And so that would be spectacular. And it's funny because right before we got off the air yesterday, we talked about the spread, the run line, and the Giants were -2.5, which if you don't do gambling, normally in a baseball game, the favored team is -1.5.
Almost always. It's 1.5.
The Giants were laying 2.5 because Colorado Rockies.
Right, so. But like Giants, like are you watching?
Right.
I would have put my kids' college education on that. The Giants are going to win a game by 3?
Well.
That's absurd.
And then they're down 5-2 in the ninth, and you're thinking, oh my God, I should have bet the Rockies in the 2.5.
It
turned out that side was the winning side, but you know, even in that game, down 5-2, any other game, I would think, wow, you're going to lose this
not
one.
Not happening.
But with the Rockies, and, you know, you could feel the pucker factor coming through the TV watching these poor Rocky relievers try to hold on to a three-run lead.
As soon as Casey Schmidt gets a hold of one, it immediately, it's like we were talking about on the crossover, late innings at Coors Field, things get going downhill, and it can happen in a hurry. So as soon as he got a hold of one, the inning did feel completely different, and a two-run rally, so different than a three-run rally, just because as soon as you get a base runner, everybody's immediately thinking, dude, someone else going to hit the ball out of the park and tie this thing. They ended up doing it in the most non-Coors Field way ever, which is walk, move runners over, wild pitch, hit a 4-mile-an-hour dribbler over to third base, whatever. And then Yaz finally gets a line drive, and they win the game. But I tell you what.
Just real quick, I love the StatCast factors on hits like, obviously, the big home runs, but the Wilmer Flores, 49.3 miles an hour.
I'm surprised it was that high.
Launch angle, minus 72 degrees.
Yeah, that was down. I saw it. It went down.
Hit distance, 2 feet. They have it as 2 feet.
Well, now that's not accurate. It's talking about until it hit the ground?
Yes.
I guess.
It hit the ground at two feet. Yes.
Sure.
Casey Schmitz went 408.
You sure they're not, like, confirming that Wilmer Flores has 2 feet? Because I mean, for most of the year, I'm not sure if that's been evident.
Have you ever seen Wilmer Flores run that fast in your life?
No.
I can't believe he beat that out.
I'm telling you, my experience, having been at dinner and not watching this live, when I got home, this is what I do. Do you do this when you miss a big game? I'm like, because and Jude will come over and he's like, let's watch, let's watch the Schmidt homer, let's watch the Yaz hit. So I pull up all the highlights and I go, let's take a look at the Wilmer one. I'm not kidding, I had no clue what the hit looked like. You know, line drive to left, did he go to center?
Oh yeah,
let's take a look. Hit play. I'm like, excuse me?
Right.
How did this end up being a hit?
No.
And the third, because as soon as he hits it, I'm like, okay. How did what did the third baseman throw it away?
Fall
did he throw
down.
It in the dirt?
Right.
As the third baseman picks up the ball, I'm like, I've watched Wilmer run to first 1,000 times. He's going to be out. And he threw the ball, and Wilmer was already there. And it kind of ticked me off for a second. I'm like, I didn't know you could do that.
Didn't know.
Then why don't you do that more often?
Because
you could have beat out a double play once or twice this year.
Well, it's because he doesn't play the field anymore. And so he's fresh. Shout out Cool and the Gang. Exciting.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
No, that's a
he's
three.
He's fresh and so fresh.
But anyway.
That was the one, like, the Schmidt homer, great. The Adamas homer was, palate cleansing. Like, you go to sushi and you get the ginger in between sushi rolls. It's like, cleanse that palate.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
Willie, it was almost, as he's rounding the base, he's like, that's what a normal center field is like. Not this one that I've got to hit balls to all the time. So I'm sure that felt great. And obviously this whole win streak feels great. But here's the message. Don't want it to sound Debbie Downer. It's actually the opposite if you hear me out. Something special is happening with this team. You got to help them. You have to help them because they don't have the bullets in the chamber to do this by themselves. And I know that may sound weird because they've arrived this far by themselves. They are 39-28. For God's sakes, they might be in first place by themselves when we go to bed tonight. That is possible, entirely possible. They're a half game behind the Dodgers. If the Padres and Giants win, I know it's all jumbled up and it doesn't mean a whole lot, but are you kidding me? 68 games into the season, the Giants might be in first place in the National League West. This is a hell of an accomplishment, and this is a great, not good, great pitching staff. And they just lost their gold glove, middle of the order player, and they've lost him, it looks like, at least until July. And I'm telling you, they need help. And so I don't know what the willingness of other teams around the league is to get into these conversations now, but if I'm Buster Posey, we all knew that like they're a classic deadline acquisition team. I'm sure he'll be aggressive. His conversation on TK show made everybody go, Buster's going to go after some people. Great. How about now? How about yesterday? How about this morning? Like, do something as quickly as possible, because just because you got a 4-run rally in Colorado, I don't know what this lineup's going to look like, for instance, in L.A. this weekend.
Exactly. It's going to look a little bit weak compared to the lineup you're going to face. And as you get deeper down the road toward the deadline, and if you don't have Chapman, the lineup is going to look a little bit weak compared to a lot of the teams you're going to play. And the other part about it, and we discussed this a little bit yesterday, and we were looking back at the Zach Wheeler trade for Beltran, and that happened right in the end of July, right? Basically at the deadline.
Yep.
And Beltran missed 2 weeks. And so you only got about 36 games of Beltran. Somewhere in there.
I want to say it was 44, but
yeah,
your
I got
point,
it on the clipboard and I'll pull it out.
Stands. Yeah, but your point stands.
The bigger point for me is if you want to go out and get somebody who is on an expiring deal, then if you get them now in mid-June, you might get 85 games instead of just, you know, 40 or 45. So your point, for me, lands really well, not only with the Chapman injury, but just in general, where you get a bat now. You don't have to wait until the end of July. If you get somebody now who is expiring, then you go out and you get an extra month and a half.
Yeah. I mean, I really want, and I do think this is how Buster looks at it, if you go back to that comment that you just referenced, and the reason Buster said he loved that trade is not because it worked great, even though Beltran did play well as a Giant, but it didn't work. They lost. They had the division lead, and then they did not go to the playoffs. So the whole thing kind of fell apart. But what I think is the under-discussed part of a baseball trade mid-season is not so much who did you get and how they performed, it's the message that gets sent to the clubhouse. And if you need any evidence on what that can do, go no further than 7 days ago. That's exactly what the Giants did. They sent a message. I guess maybe it was 8 days ago, whatever it was. No, it was. It was 7 days ago. It was last Wednesday, right? It was last Wednesday that they sent a message to the clubhouse. And Buster Posey did an interview, and he said the phrase twice, it's time to go. And they moved three players off the roster, and they brought three new players in. And I'm not even, they were more minor-ish moves. They weren't major, but the messaging was big. Guys, it's time to go.
Time to go.
It's time to go. And yes, it may be a little fluky, but they've won six in a row since that happened. And so I think that is huge. This pitching staff, they deserve more. That's the way I would say it. This pitching staff deserves more. And you have to go do everything you can right now to find a way to give them more, because they are a championship caliber pitching staff.
Yep.
And but that's only going to get you so far. And now Chappie out 3 to 4 weeks or whatever it may be.
Who knows?
Who knows? Could
we'll
be longer.
We'll find out more on Friday when he goes to the specialist.
But I'm also worried about even like when he does come back. Like I remember his last year in Toronto before the Giants got him. There was a whole thing about like, ooh, he really played poorly in the second half. And then it came out. It's like, well, he's kind of fighting a hand injury. Oh, great. So like just because he's back, is he going to play well or is that thing still going to be hurting him a little bit? I don't know, man. I don't know. That is a gut punch of an injury, and I hope it makes the Giants act sooner rather than later.
And even if he comes back and he resumes his normal Chappie form, that's still not enough.
Yep.
And you know, even though he was ripping the cover off the ball the last 2 weeks and he's been playing great, and Grandy and I were getting into some of the numbers about what he's done the last 10 or 14 days, and the average is above 300 and the OPS is, I think, 1,200 over the past week or so.
He's
been awesome. But even with that, it's not like you were all of a sudden a great juggernaut offense. And if Adames can return to his form and Chappie comes back and he plays like he can, it still is not enough, I don't think. You still need an extra bat or, you know, a bat and a half or whatever it is to make your offense something that can carry you when the pitching is not having a great day.
There's no doubt. And I know that Dom Smith has been a nice find for a week, and he has certainly not embarrassed himself over there, both offensively and defensively. Giants front office deserves a lot of credit for just, like, grabbing him when he became available. They're like, I think we like that better than Lamont Wade. And he's been fine, but I don't know if he's done anything to make you feel like that's the answer for the remainder of the year. There are, and by the way, I don't know if you saw this, because you and I have been saying it for 4 weeks, and I don't know if the average baseball fan even knows who this is, But Jim Bowden did his normal thing in June, and he said, here's someone I'd like every team to go acquire. And he listed one player that's like, that's the acquisition you need to make, and you know exactly what I'm going to say, because he said the same guy you and I have been talking about since we talked to Buster Olney about him like 4 weeks ago. And his name's Ryan O'Hearn. He's first base, slash outfield, slash DH, left-handed, power bat for the absolutely embarrassing Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Go get him. Go get him. Go get him yesterday. And if you need to overpay a little bit for him, I would do it. This pitching staff has earned that. They need help.
Right. They need help. And as Buster said to Tim Kawakami on the TK show, is, you know, the Beltran trade actually was great for them. It was an infusion of offense. And we talked about it yesterday, Mark, where Beltran came in and he was good. The team in August that year averaged 2.6 runs a game, even with Beltran. So sometimes you make a trade and the player works out, but the rest of the team doesn't hold up its end of the bargain and you still don't win. But I do like what you said about the pitching staff, quote, deserving it. And honestly, you look at the National League, there is no juggernaut team. The Dodgers' rotation is in shambles.
Yep.
The Padres are underperforming and you are right there. So if you want to talk about, like, a window where you might be able to make some noise, this is the year.
Well, you can see who's going to be there, and we get it. Like, I don't know exactly the way it's all going to play out, but you know who's going to be there. The Dodgers will be there. The Padres will probably be there. The Cubs are going to be there. The Mets are going to be there. The Phillies are going to be there. That's who's going to be there. And those teams can all rip the cover off
yep.
the ball. I don't think they can all pitch with you. The Mets can. That's about it. So you have some things that you can throw at them that they can't throw at you. You don't need to be the best hitting team, but you need to be a hitting team.
Right. You need to be able to win a game 5-4.
Sure.
As opposed to trying to win 3-2. And it just struck me when they had the four runs last night, and I wanted to go back and see just how long it had been since they scored four runs in an inning. And I went back to May 16th, my younger son's birthday. My older son's birthday is coming up on Friday. Their birthdays are 4 weeks apart. So it was almost a birthday-to-birthday gap without them getting four in an inning.
I don't know how many times this year they've done that at all. I can think of two, the one you're referencing against
yep.
the A's, and then there was that extra inning game in Chicago where they scored 113 runs
or whatever,
the 11th inning.
Yeah.
But outside of that, how many times have they scored four times in one inning all year long? All right. We keep talking out this Giants win streak. We got some observations. Wait till you hear some of the things we saw at Niners camp today, mini camp. And Diamador Lenore is going to join us in just about 15 minutes. And if you're a fan of the show, would you like to play golf with us? We'd like to play golf with you. We're going to be broadcasting from the beautiful Cache Creek Casino Resort Friday, June 27th. And then we're golfing the next morning. Two lucky listeners and their guests the morning after. Tune into our show tomorrow and Friday for your chance to win an overnight stay plus a round of golf with us at Cache Creek. 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is Willard and
Dean. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tips.
That one is hit well to center field. Doyle at the wall. Gone! Hard work pays off. And Willy Adames is flying around the bases. He crushed that one. And the Giants tie the game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, like a shower after a hike. That's always the one I go to. That was one of those moments where you're just like, oh, thank the world.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Please? I love hearing that that's what you guys were talking about during the crossover yesterday. Yeah. Is he actually going to hit a home run at Coors Field? And he didn't waste any time. Poof.
Yep.
There's your answer.
Gone.
Well played by the Giants and Bob Melvin, by the way. Grab him an off day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got another off day on Monday.
Listen to the Dibber.
And then
there was a dog rental
in
there.
Yes, there was, but also like the geography of it. Like, let him come back from that in Denver. Because let's be real. I don't know if that ball's out of any other ballpark.
Well, StatCast says, yes, all 30.
But StatCast does not take altitude into account. All they can do is say it went to
distance,
center,
trajectory,
and traveled this far.
You're right.
But you've played golf in Tahoe. Is it different? It's different.
Yeah, I'm about to here in a few weeks.
Yeah, and have fun.
My 200-yard drives are suddenly about 210. It's like, look at the big swing on the Dibber. It's not funny. I'm old.
No, that was hilarious.
I mean,
my 212-yard drive went 214.
That's right.
I took another step to get to the ball.
Yeah, you can brag and you can lie, but I choose not to. Like, there was a time when I could hit it 260, 270,
yeah.
And it's like, all right, I used to swing out of my shoes on the regular. Now one of those swings, and your boy's in the infirmary.
Yeah.
Off to the hospital.
Slow and steady wins the race,
that's
Tortoise.
Right. Yep.
But anyway, Willy Adames, that was nice. And he also worked a big walk late in the game. Like, just a nice game for him. Hopefully he can build on it. Because, oh, by the way, here's the other thing, and this is the stressful part for Willy. It's not just, oh, everybody wants you to get going. With Chapman out, now you have to. Like, we can't hide you at sixth in the order anymore. You have to come back and be a middle of the order presence that you were hired to be. And you have to do it starting checks notes now.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
And one for one.
And you're right about the Colorado landing spot. If you're going to design a couple of days off, then the softest landing spot would be at altitude against the worst team in the history of the sport. So there you go.
Yep,
I mean,
there it is.
You go ahead and do that, but you still have to go out there and make contact and hit the ball. And the home run was, as I'm listening to it on my drive home, you're just waiting for the, you know, deep high drive. Butt caught. You know.
Yeah. But
not caught.
Not at Coors Field. So huge. And the Giants have it going six in a row, all by one run. Crazy, crazy. And then obviously D'Amador Lenore is going to join us here in less than 10 minutes. And we're still buzzing from a day out at Niners camp. It's only mini camp. Games are still months away. But at the same time, I love being out at that field. I love, especially this time of year, little quirks, observations, some new players.
Yep.
And I'm not going to act like, come on, you and I, and this is the funny thing, at our station, the guys have always done a great job of kind of making fun of themselves, but the famous video of Bonte and Shasky having watched Trey Lance at camp, and they walked out of there and made videos about how they thought that they had just seen a future Hall of Famer play football for the first time, and as it turns out, the guy cannot play football. So in other words, somebody can look awesome at camp, and especially to our somewhat untrained eyes, I don't know what that means. But there are little things that I think do matter. And I don't know what your top observations were. I can tell you what the number one thing that I walked out of there with today was. McCaffrey looks fast.
Yeah.
McCaffrey looked completely like himself. Burst. The fact that they're playing him at minicamp. They didn't play Kittle.
Right.
They didn't play Warner. They didn't play Trent Williams, but they played Christian McCaffrey. That matters to me. And he looked like Christian McCaffrey. And I don't know if anybody's expecting that this year, but the Niners are. And wouldn't that be nice?
It is mandatory. I mean, beyond nice, because the other running backs that kind of stood out to me were Garendo and sure. Patrick Taylor Jr. They both had good plays in the 7-on-7 portion where, you know, Garendo showed great burst, and Patrick Taylor Jr. actually got down the field, and he almost ran me over on the sideline. And,
whoop.
You know, because there's no tackling, but and he didn't even get pushed out of bounds, but he was coming right for me, and
he's
like,
fast. He yeah. is fast.
I'm going to go ahead and take about three steps back. Yeah. Luckily, I had the knee injected yesterday, so my mobility is not at an all-time high, but I'm moving great
okay, good.
Right now. But my number one takeaway was Nick Bosa, and just watching him. And again, it's drills in – you know, shorts and a uniform top, but his get-off and just watching Chris Kocurek, the defensive line coach, and he's just shouting at all his guys, and they're all going through the individual drills, and they're doing, you know, the get-off and, you know, the punch-through and the drive and the swim, and just looking at Bosa, and maybe I'm projecting my thoughts into his camp, but if I'm Nick Bosa, I'm looking at this year as the year I get back to DPOY-level play. You've got help. You've got a draft pick who wasn't out there, Mikel Williams. Right. He's being held out until camp. But
Miami.
I do think that you've got more depth and you've got more help than you had last year. And so if you're Nick, who, by the way, had a really – he had a good year last year. Not a great year. It was a good year. And I know we're going to play some of the sound from Robert Saleh. You and I sat there and listened to him, and he was talking about you know, win rate and all that. And Nick Bosa rated very well on – wins. It doesn't mean you get a sack every time, but just watching Nick today, I was seeing him and thinking he's poised for a really good year.
Well, fun to see Robert Saleh back at his rightful position as defensive coordinator for the 49ers. And when he was talking about Bosa, he was talking about, he made the comment at one point, the great ones always do a great job of sort of assessing self. And so I, you know, yes, there were parts of him saying that Nick Bosa is great, and that's already established, but he was really focused on the things that Nick does want to do better and feels like he can do better. And so maybe that makes 49er fans feel really good that Nick Bosa is not resting on his $34 million salary. He's not satisfied either, just the way, same way you, a lot of you are, is not satisfied. At least that's kind of the takeaway that I got in listening to Saleh talk about him. And yeah, they're not going full speed yet and all that, so we'll see where it goes, and you need health and all those breaks to go your way. But I do think that Bosa shares probably a little bit of what a lot of the fans think about him right now, which is like, yeah, it's good, but let's make it better.
Be great.
Yes, please. Be great.
You're paid to be an A-level player, and last year was probably a B. It wasn't a bad year. And he talked about, Robert Saleh was talking about his disruption rate. How many plays do you disrupt things and, you know, make the running back cut inside or make the quarterback flee the pocket, things that don't necessarily result in a tackle for loss, a tackle, or a sack, but his disruption rate was really high. And so now, when you've got Bryce Huff on the other side, and you've got Mykel Williams at times, you've got a team that should be able to benefit by your ability to disrupt. And so, with Robert Saleh back, I've got pretty high hopes on what this defense can be.
You made a comment there also about the running backs who looked good. I wanted to make sure that Grandy's not back at the station getting upset. You're not upset, are you, Grandy? Because I want to see. What's your boy's name out of Oregon? Is it James Jordan?
Jordan Close. James.
Jordan James, whatever. Yeah, he's a rookie, so we got to get that all figured out. But he looks very fast. Mm-hmm. He broke one into the open field out down the left sideline, and I thought he looked really, really good as well. The other conversation that I was getting into on the sidelines with some of our brethren over there is about the fascination of this wide receiver position and what the Niners are going to do about that, because they've got a bunch of bodies, but I don't know yet who they can count on, right? Pearsall's not out there. He's hurt. Lucas and I ran into Brandon Ayuk. We ran into Brandon Ayuk. He's not even limping. No? I'm like, dude, you're fine. Let's go.
Is that what you said to him?
I did. I whispered it, though. I don't think he heard me. I said it to Lucas.
He was
not
wearing some
Brandon.
Cool Crocs, too.
Yeah.
Cool Crocs.
Yeah, cool Crocs.
That was my scouting report.
Okay. Yeah. Can Crocs be cool?
I took a creepy picture of him when he wasn't looking. You want to see it?
I kind
of
do.
Okay.
Hi, Brandon. I'm Mark.
There. See that right there? That's Brandon Ayuk.
Great radio.
Oh, with the hood on, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a picture.
It's two people talking. I'm showing them a picture of Brandon Ayuk.
They say they don't want me. But no limp. It's good news.
Yeah,
although I did read something from Matt Maiocco, who also was out there today, that the expectation is that he'll start the season on the pup list.
On the pup, for sure.
So four games on the pup.
Look, so you don't know about Brandon. Ricky Pearsall is hurt right now, not supposed to be. Juwan Jennings is hurt right now, not supposed to be. Well, when camp starts, we know that there might be something for DeMarcus Robinson, who, oh, by the way, he looks good. To me, the Purdy-DeMarcus Robinson kind of connect, that looked nice. And again, it's camp, it's practice, people aren't hitting each other, it doesn't count yet. I'm not going to overdo it, but he's one of those kind of like his presence on the field, I was like, oh, I could see things going really well for him in this system with this quarterback. But he may miss a couple of games off the top. And then they got a bunch of other guys.
Yeah. Jordan Watkins, I thought, stood out for me.
I thought Cowing looks great.
Yep.
Jacob Cowing looks really good. And then they've got a bunch of other receivers who are just kind of, are they going to fit? Are they not? Do they need to add another guy? My prediction is you're going to see one more name come in.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't think it'll be a big name. I don't think it'll be a big name.
Not Amari Cooper.
I don't think it'll be Amari Cooper.
Gabe Davis, maybe.
I call that. That's not a big name.
Keenan Allen would be a big name.
Yeah, I don't know what Keenan's got left. He's getting older. I like the Gabe Davis idea. The reason I told you earlier this year that I wasn't really into the Amari Cooper idea is that's Amari Cooper. Like, you're not going to get him and then not, I would think, make him a very big part of what you're doing going
forward. Yet Buffalo did just that.
But they did, exactly. But I don't think that was their plan.
Right.
And he was dealing with injuries as he arrived there. I think the 49ers' plan at receiver eventually, as they get into the season, is going to revolve around a core four of Ayuk and Jennings and Pearsall and Robinson. And then I think Cowing is going to get a real avenue to be a part of this year too, and then we'll see who else can knock on that door.
Well, if it's Watkins, then that's your six, and you probably don't need another receiver, and you're not going to actually play six receivers. You're not going to have six up on game day. You're looking at a 46-man roster on game day, and so unless these receivers can play special teams, you're not going to be able to have more than five up on game day just because of the nature of how you run your offense.
Grandy, we ready to go? We got it locked in. Let's do this then. All right, River Island's guest line. Let's welcome him in. Very, very much appreciate you giving us a call. Diamador Lenore, star cornerback for the Niners. Diamador, thanks for coming on. Demo, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for doing it. Where were you today, man? How come you're not out there right now?
I had to just, get my body right. Body maintenance.
Body maintenance.
I like it.
Yeah, what's going on? How are you feeling? What are you working on?
I'm feeling good. Just wanted a vet days, you know.
Those are good days.
Rewarded. Rewarded the vet days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to love the vet days. And now that you're kind of in that vet spot where, you know, you and Renardo Green starting corners, you're kind of the dude now. Does that put a little extra pressure on you going in the season?
Not at all. I feel like my first, the only pressure I ever had was just to make the team when I first got here. I feel like after that, I didn't, you know, built the confidence within myself to believe I can do it every year consistently.
Demo, I wonder, because this is a question that obviously Brock got a lot over the last month, which is, now that you've got the contract secured, how does it kind of change your approach on the field? And I get the answer, which is, no, nothing's going to change. But at the same time, these are life-changing contracts that you guys have achieved. So how does that sort of adjust the motivation that you bring out to that field every day now that you've got that in the rearview mirror?
I mean, I feel like it's just an even bigger chip, you know, within just being paid so much money. I feel like this is kind of like, you got to prove yourself. Like, you still have to prove yourself. You got to prove why you worth that much. So I feel like it's still like kind of a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah, and I got a new coordinator in town, Robert Saleh, who left right before you came to the 49ers. What have you heard from the guys who were here before about the system, and what do you like about what coach is bringing to the defense?
Really, the energy bring, you know, just trusting us and trusting the back end, you know, because there's not a lot of guys on the defense right now that have played together and, you know, built that camaraderie. But him trusting in us and believing in us that we can work together and, you know, get the job done is just, you know, a blessing for us.
Diamondo Lenore is joining us here on Willard and Dibs. Demo, I also wonder, with Charvarius moving on, what does that sort of set up for you in terms of how the DB room kind of works? Does your role change a little bit? Do you take on more responsibility?
Yeah, I feel like I take on more responsibility, you know, being a guy that been played and had more experience. I feel like I'd have to take that leadership role on and be, you know, the spokesman for the group, you know, or just be that vocal person whenever something is going wrong or something needs to be said.
Mooney would be a guy who at times would travel on defense and, you know, match up with the best wide receiver on the other team. Is that something that you prefer to do when you're in man coverage, or are you more of a, I want to play my side kind of corner?
I feel like I'm at my best when I'm playing against their best. So I feel like if I'm able to do that, I would love to do that.
Kind of a bummer that DK Metcalf is gone, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
who's your guy in the division now that you're kind of like, you're going to circle that guy?
I don't really got no guys circled. I think they should have me circled.
And I like that answer.
Yeah, they probably will. Yeah.
I mean, well, what about when you're playing the Rams? You Devontae or Puka?
Whichever one is hot at the time.
Is there any wide receiver that you know, comes out and talks trash in the division, or maybe in the NFL, or somebody that you kind of think about that you want to go at? I'm just thinking about Marvin Harrison Jr., the youngster out of Arizona, and other young receivers that you're going to face. Is there any receiver out there that you think tries to come at you verbally?
I haven't met him yet.
Yeah.
Hey, Demo, Robert Saleh was interesting today with regard to talking. He was asked about Kyle Shanahan, and he was kind of talking about how honest Kyle Shanahan is with all of you people in the building. I got a couple of Shanahan questions. Here's the first one. Do you believe that there's sort of a misperception about him in the public? Like, or, you know, is there a difference between the way maybe the fans see him versus the way you guys see him?
I feel like everybody loves him. I haven't seen nothing that said anything bad about him or heard any teammate talk bad about him, you know, so he all good with us, and good in my eyes, well, great in my eyes, so I don't know where that, like, I don't know if anything, anybody ever say anything bad about him. I never heard it or never seen it.
Well,
see me on Twitter saying something.
Well, yeah, I mean, fans, I mean, as always, right, fans have what they're going to say, and until you get over the top and win a ring, they're going to have opinions about that. But Salah said he's elite with his honest communication. What is the most honest he's ever been with you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When I asked him how would he attack me in practice, but I said if he was a coordinator and he was a game planner for me, I asked him this last season. I said, how would you attack me? And his answers was very honest, so I respected that, and then I worked on that. And then I knew he was serious because he tried it in practice, so then I was like, oh, yeah, that's what he really felt. So then worked on that. And then I came back better.
What was it he said? What were the specifics of what he said?
I can't really disclose those because it's probably a weakness. You know, he's a genius, so he might give somebody some game.
Yeah, and if you put it out on the radio, I'm sure the other 31 head coaches are listening because our show is.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, our show is
about
that
the Niners,
popular.
They listen.
Yeah, no doubt, especially here on Willard and Dibbs, the Almiro Lenore here on 95.7 The Game. So between last year and this year, what were the things that you worked on, and how much did you carry last year's disappointment into the offseason to make you work even harder to get back to where you were 2 years ago?
Just being here for the past 5 years, we always carried ourselves with a certain standard, and just our record alone was just not the standard of what we normally used to. Ever since I've been here, we've been in the playoffs, a championship game, and the Super Bowl. So that's what the standard was. Like, we're not missing the playoffs. Like, that's rule number one. And for us to do that last year, it was just, like, a sickening feeling. Like, I felt like we let each other down, you know, with just not holding that standard.
Demo, you know what's interesting about that is Trent Williams said yesterday, just kind of based on the energy of minicamp, there's no way you would guess that this was a 6-11 team last year. Do you agree with that? How do you see it?
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I was talking with Coach Bullocks the other day at practice, and I was telling him I was proud of, like, our group, you know. How far we came with, you know, guys like Luter, Jalen Mahoney, Chase Lucas, like practice squad guys that have bought in and, you know, learned how we do things here and just, you know, just been excelling and always getting better.
So OTAs and minicamp are in the rearview mirror, and you got about 5 or 6 weeks until actual training camp. So what does Demo do between now and then? Is there a little vacation, or is it just all work for you?
Just really sharpening my tools. You know, I'm going in to play corner and to be the CB1, and I got to play 60 minutes, you know, of combative football, and I got to be ready and prepared.
Demo, before you go, Pro Football Focus ranked you as the 23rd best cornerback in the league. What is your reaction to that?
It was funny. I mean, you know, to say that when I ain't gave up a touchdown in 3 years, like, it's crazy. But, like, the rankings really don't matter to me because I was drafted in the 5th round, so I was already ranked. I was already ranked lower than everybody. So that really don't matter. It's just about who show up on Sunday, and I'm betting on myself again that I'm going to show up every Sunday, and we're going to revisit this 23rd ranking or whatever they said, and we just going to see who get the last laugh.
So what if instead of going to PFF.com for the rankings, we went to DeAmadorLenore.com? What would the ranking be there?
You said, I'm sorry, I can hear you.
Like, what would your ranking be for you?
For me?
Yeah.
1, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
No doubt.
May have to change that uniform number from 2 to 1, am I right?
Something. Something. It got to be. Like.
Demo, thanks so much for hopping on for a few minutes. We're looking forward to seeing you in about a month or so.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, there it is.
Demo.
D'Amador Lenore on Willard and Dibbs. All right, we're going to react to that. More of the camp observations. John Miller is going to join us in about an hour and 20 minutes. Shasky's going to call in about 45 minutes. We got some stuff to talk out there. Very glad you're with us. 888-957-957 is the number. We're live from the Laughing Monk Brewery here in Sunnyvale, having a great time. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.